keep it stirred on while it's parching. That wouldn't let it burn before you got it parched. Uh-huh. And then she didn't have, at them times, she didn't have no what you call a coffee meal to grind it. You took a bottle and put it out there on a, and roll it, you know, you know, and crack it, coffee.
I like that.
When it got cold, you know, and I mean, got it on, you take it and put it in like, usually like another coffee. But as you got a coffee meal, she tell you take a coffee meal, you know. You know, and I did love her telling me to come grind the coffee.
Oh, did you?
I did, and you know, the last bit, you know, I'd shake it in my hand and put it in my mouth. You know.
Eat it.
I would.
The ground coffee?
Ground coffee. It tastes good.
Really?
Homemade coffee.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And so, I said if I ever got grown, I'd go drink coffee. Well, I did. I drank coffee. Of course, now I ain't drank coffee now either, not drank it. It don't make no difference to me. It's, I ain't got no habit of it.
Does it keep you awake when you drink it at night?
No, it don't bother me. It don't take the effect on me at all. Just, I ain't drinking or not drinking.
What do you drink when you're thirsty?
Drink water. There's nothing takes place of water.
And what did you drink it in? What was that she brought you?
Oh, in a glass.
All right.
Yes, a tumbler.
If I drop a glass, it might...
break.
Right, and I might say yesterday
I broke two glasses.
And I sure have a lot of glasses.
Yeah, that's
I sure
right.
have
mm-hmm.
have what? Have
yeah. Bro- yeah, I have a number of glasses. If I keep a dropping no more hair, no.
Now what I want you I using the word
yes,
break.
Ma'am.
I want
yes,
to say
break.
I sure have done what to him. I sure have
broke my glasses. I sure have broke a heap of glasses.
Right.
Yeah.
And I do. If I ask you how much water you drink, you might say, well I what?
Well, I drank so many glasses of water in a day's time or something like that.
All right.
Maybe some days I drank more than I do at others.
And then you might turn around and ask me, how much have you?
Yeah, how much have you drank?
Yeah. Well, you have your family here, and the family standing around waiting and dinner gets ready.
Yeah.
How do you tell them to come to the table? What do you say?
Well, I tell them dinner's ready. Y'all make ready for dinner.
Okay.
I'll come out to dinner or whatever I say to them like that.
All right. You ever tell them to sit down or to draw up or anything like that?
No, I just tell them a dinner ready when they come to the table. I like them to have a seat around there. You take a seat here around the table.
All right. Somebody comes into the dining room and you ask him, won't you sit?
Yeah, won't you sit here? Won't you want to have a seat?
All right, so then he did what?
He sit down. He had a seat.
All right, and nobody was left standing.
Now, nobody left standing, that's right. Everybody was sitting down.
All right, they had all sat.
And all sit down.
If you want someone, if there's some potatoes on the table, and you want someone to go ahead and get some, you might say, go ahead and do what?
Yeah, and get the potatoes.
Help
yourself to the potatoes. Yeah, that's right.
Okay. You ever hear people say take out for that? Instead of help yourself, go ahead and take out?
No, I never heard me use that word.
Sometimes you find that in some parts
that's
of the country.
That's right, yeah.
So you told him to help himself, so he went ahead and...
And helped himself. Went ahead and...
If you decide not to eat something, if somebody offered you, for example, some blood pudding, how would, you wanted to be nice about it, how would you refuse it?
I tell him, no, I thank you. I wouldn't care for any.
All right.
That's right. I tell him, I thank you. I wouldn't care for none.
Food that's cooked and served a second time is what?
Well, food cooked and served the second
time. It's cooked and then you eat it one meal, then you have it again. You say it's what?
It's carried over food. Would you call it like that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
What is this southern food? It's especially known for being in the south. That's often served with eggs. It's made out of ground corn.
Oh, cornbread.
And I'm thinking about something a little different this time. It's made out of ground corn. It's kind of like cereal.